A contradiction? No, Doctor. Out of you. Well, I've been called a robot myself. Surely they've told you I'm not human. They had, but there was no point in saying so. She got up from her chair. She wasn't tall, and she looked frail. I followed her to the window, and we looked out. The offices and factories of U.S. robots were a small city, spaced and planned. It was flattened out like an aerial photograph. When I first came here, she said, I had a little room in a building right about there where the firehouse is now. She pointed. It was torn down before you were born. I shared the room with three others. I had half a desk. We built our robots all in one building. Output, 3 a week. Now look at us. 50 years, I hackneyed, is a long time. Not when you're looking back at them, she said. You wonder how they vanished so quickly. She went back to her desk and sat down. She didn't need expression on her face to look sad somehow. How old are you? She wanted to know. 32, I said. Then you don't remember a world without robots.